And welcome to
Shut Up Books.
Hey, we are
Kaylee
and
Sam. I will say both of our names.
Yeah, that's Kaylee. I'm Sam. We really rehearsed our introduction.
As always.
That's the only way to be, is with rehearsal. Hey, look at that picture. Do you think that was photoshopped all the fuck?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Look at it. She doesn't look like a human being.
And in reference to the picture, today we're watching Jennifer's body.
Ooh, in the unrated version.
Yeah, in the title card, of course, has the one and only Megan Foxy Lady
before photoshopped her to plastic shit. Surgery. And even with all that Photoshop.
I think she's only had her, like, nose done.
She's had her lips and shit done, too.
Well, who hasn't in Hollywood these days?
That's true. And in the back is Amanda Siegfried and Roy.
She does good work with those tigers. And also, she's so good in Mamma Mia.
That's true. Oh, my God. Okay, I need to see Mamma Mia, the second one. Mamma Mia
yeah, 2. Bitch. I've seen it several times.
Is it just called Mamma Mia 2?
It is, certainly.
Why don't we listen to more ABBA?
Because I don't like ABBA, I like Mamma Mia.
Oh, you just don't like their voices.
Correct.
Well, we can listen to the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Ooh, did that? I went high-pitched already.
No offense, ABBA, I like your music, you're just not for me. I just like what Mamma Mia does for you.
Sorry, I forgot that my drink wasn't what it was before.
Well, yeah, we're off. She's off the teeny, and she's into the vodka.
Yes, earlier I was drinking a martini, but I didn't have any vermouth, so it was as dry can be, which is not my favorite. A lot of people like a dry martini, but, like, there's dry and then there's bone dry.
Who likes bone dry? Am I right? Wink, wink.
I know. I need a little vermouth up in my martini. And I like it dirty, too. So, I basically drank a glass of gin and olive juice.
Now we're just vodka water with a little splashes of flavor.
Well, mine is vodka, like watermelon stuff.
Yeah.
And I tasted it and was like, oh, that's fine. I can drink that. And I'm drinking it.
But it's not good.
And it's not good.
Like, it's, I would say, I didn't read the bottle, but the last time I had, like, watermelon juice from, like, Tropicana, it was, like, watermelon. But it was, like, the fifth ingredient.
Yeah.
It was, like, apple juice, orange juice, pear juice, grape juice, and then watermelon. And I was, like, how?
Because, it also doesn't taste.
Right? Because ingredients are listed by quantity. That's how they work. And if it's a watermelon juice and watermelon's the fifth ingredient, I have question. Yeah.
Well, the thing about watermelon juice is watermelon is so much water. Really, to make watermelon juice, you just need to juice a watermelon.
Literally.
Like, there's nothing. What else can you put in it? Like,
nothing. Juice me a watermelon.
Okay. Get a juicer. I'll put a watermelon through it.
I have a juicer.
Do you really?
These fists.
It's gonna sound like sex sounds. I know.
I have a juicer at my parents' house. I have a juicer.
Okay, so your parents have a juicer.
But, like, for watermelon, like, literally to juice it, I would just put it in a bowl, put a glove on, and, like, squish the watermelon. And then take out the pieces.
Probably run it through, like, a strainer.
Why?
Unless you want chunky watermelon juice.
I love watermelon. I'm fine with it. I would just blend it.
You have to be careful when you blend watermelon, though, because it foams up like nothing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to be really aware.
Why did you blend watermelon?
I have not blended watermelon.
Oh, how do you know?
I've watched people on the internet blend watermelon.
Oh.
I don't do things myself. I watch people on the internet do them.
Hmm.
Do you not watch people on the internet do things?
Well, sometimes. Resin pours. Acrylic pours.
Acrylic pours. That's fun. Our Skip the Dishes guy is probably lost because he's a completely different direction than he was when I last looked at the map. Classic Skip. Welcome to Winnipeg, where our food delivery is the shit.
I mean, we do live on a road that's a one-way.
Yeah, and it's a major highway.
I know, I was going to say, well, is it a highway?
We're Route 90. Are we not Route 90? No, we're Academy. What's Academy?
We're not Academy. We are.
This is Academy.
No.
Academy turns into Sherbrooke.
Yeah, but it's not
Academy. It's Academy.
But it's not
this
a highway.
This is Route 90.
No, Route 90 is Keniston.
Route 90 is the other way. The fuck is this route? 35? I don't know. We're still a major highway. We're a multiple lane highway.
What I was getting at is, even though we're one way, there's a cross street right there. Even if you are going the other way.
Pretty much exactly on either end of our building is a cross street.
Yeah. There's, yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, and again, our block is a short block.
And we've talked about this several times. We order Skip between us two, maybe at least once a day. We are two people in a building of 30.
That's true.
And to say that someone from Skip isn't coming here once a day is a bit, you know.
Well, I've really cut back out of being annoyed, so this is the second time.
Me too.
This week that I've ordered Skip, and the one was with Noah.
I haven't ordered Skip since probably a week, I guess. I'm cutting back because I'm fat, so we're working on things.
You're not fat.
Yeah. They made it.
Are they going to figure out where to go?
No. The other thing, we live in a building with three floors. We're on the third floor. Our apartments start with threes.
You'd think that they would understand that. Last time the guy came, like, through the hallway, so I know he went to, like, every floor. And I'm like, really?
Like, if I'm a person who has, like, never been to a building before, I'm not sure what's happening. I think we've said this before. I'm going to look at the mailboxes. Because if I know how many mailboxes there are, I can kind of get a little bit of an estimate of to, like, what might be where.
And the mailboxes are laid at, like, floor one, floor two, floor three.
And then
like,
basement is numbers. Or letters.
Letters, yes.
Number letters.
Letters.
Lumbers.
Lumbers.
So we do what we can.
We do. Hopefully it's here soon. I'm hungry.
All right, guys. We'll, like, fucking be surprised. The food's here.
I'm really, actually, I figured it would get here while we were watching the movie.
Yeah, honestly.
I was hoping it would get here, like, by then.
It's not often that we miscalculate an order and it shows up in the middle of, like, an intro or an outro. Usually it's just, like, for the movie, get the food, keep it rolling, but this was, like, new and exciting.
It got here, like, pretty much when they said it would.
An hour?
Pretty much then. It originally said, like, 48 minutes.
Okay. So, not bad for how we've been getting it as of late.
Not bad, not bad.
And it's all here. Everything seems correct. We're not missing anything.
I don't feel like anything is not what I ordered.
The gentleman was polite and said, have a good evening. And I said, you too. Because I too am a polite individual.
I totally forgot. My poor Midas is going to be, he's sitting at home like the saddest cat in the world right now.
Just so angry. Like, dad left, mom left. What the fuck's happening?
Nobody's here to feed me.
What is going on? I'm fucking pissed. I'm gonna starve to death.
He really does think he's starving to death. That's kind of his thing.
I mean, trust me, I have two cats who are healthy, healthy, in a definite healthy body range.
Their skin and bones, Kaylee, they're starving to death.
And they are starving to death every day between the hours of 5 a.m.
And 5 a.m.
1 a.m. So there's a 4 hours where we just sleep and it's nice.
The rest of the time is so sassy. He's still on a bit of a diet.
Mm.
He's gotten down to 16 pounds.
That's good though.
Just good. Noah says he's fine. I think he still needs to lose some weight.
I agree.
But Noah feeds him his bedtime food and he gives him, he is a little bit indulgent.
Mm. Daddies. So. They're the spoilers. Mommies, they lay it down.
So I've told him, like, we have to reduce his nighttime food. He's too fat.
We have to think, like, he's smaller frame than Gus.
I don't think he is.
A little bit, I think.
No, I think he's bigger frame than Gus. Remember when Gus was shaved?
Well, yeah, because Midas is chubby right now, but of, like, body size.
No, but I've seen Midas skinny. He's the longest cat I've ever seen.
Mm.
Like, he's got very long legs and a very long torso.
Okay.
But I figure he could probably be, like, 12 to 14.
Yeah. Well, Lily's 12, Gus is 14, so that's your...
There you go. That'd be a good size for him, I think.
Your base level. Yeah.
You can't see, but, like, the way they do this food is, it's so delicious. They just put everything in one spot, and it's so annoying.
For the Instagrammers of the world, they love a Pokeball shot because it's like everything's laid out individually. But for a bitch who just wants to fucking eat it.
Yeah.
to mix it myself is too much, and things aren't cut up enough.
It looks cute. Okay, I get it. It looks cute. It's nice. It's your Instagram picture. The reality of it is now all your fucking avocado is in one chunk.
And you have to chunk it around the salad yourself.
Yeah, I don't want that. And they didn't give us, like, a good stir and fork. And the bowl, it does not mix.
It's biodegradable, is this bowl. It is a bowl that's not going to be here tomorrow.
Sag. Yep. That's good, though.
Like, it's nice. It's environmentally friendly, but it's...
I am trying to plastic reduce.
So. It's hard on my heart.
Why did I decide to use chopsticks with my left hand?
I don't know.
Why did I decide this was a good idea?
She's not actually left-handed, people. She's right-handed.
But apparently...
Today she's a lefty.
I can use chopsticks with my left hand.
I've become a little more ambidextrous since I'm a cleaning woman.
Yeah. Otherwise. Well, apparently I can use chopsticks with my left hand, so...
I don't think I could. I think it would just fall to shit. It would be a nightmare. Speaking of nightmares, today we're watching Jennifer's Body, the unrated version. So I'm hoping we see some peepees and some titties.
I just want to see a dick.
Right?
I want to see Adam Brody's dick.
Yeah, that's my greatest hope. I was like, oh, unrated. Will it be Adam Brody's dick? God, I hope so.
If it's not, I don't see why they even bothered.
Correct. It's about a newly possessed cheerleader, Megan Fox, who turns into a vampire who specializes in preying on her male classmates.
A vampire?
Duh. Yeah. You didn't know that?
She's supposed to be a vampire?
Yeah. She literally drinks their blood.
No, she, like, eats their innards. She turns more into a zombie than a vampire.
Oh.
And they also don't turn when she eats them.
Probably because she eats them.
I would disagree with her being a vampire.
It's just what iTunes says so far, you know. They haven't been right.
iTunes is not known for knowing what they're talking about.
So far today, they have been incorrect in many ways.
And should we double check the year?
Right? And her best friend, Amanda Seyfried, is going to try and put an end to this disastrous, slooty behavior.
She's going to try.
But who knows what's going to happen.
What happens?
You know? Directed by a woman. That's nice.
It is nice.
People who watched this movie watched all other horror movies except for Scott Pilgrim. And Where the Wild Things Are. Okay. So.
That's an interesting mix.
Good. You know, 44% on Rotten Tomatoes, so definitely.
Definitely not the worst rating I've watched.
No.
No.
I mean, it's a glossy teen horror comedy full of sex and gore.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he's so cute.
Simmons or Johnny Simmons? Johnny. Oh, my God. Is Johnny his son?
That's something to look into because they look related.
They really look similar and
They have the same mouth and nose.
We need to look this up.
You or me?
I need to look this up.
Okay.
I'm just doing it. I'm looking it up.
We just need to confirm who, because we could both. I mean, same name, but are they? Like, they're both actors. They might not be. Hollywood's big. People have names.
No, they're not, apparently.
Okay, yeah, no relation.
That's just so the same fucking weird. They look exactly the same.
Like, boy, you need to talk to your mama, because...
Pretty sure.
I got some questions for you.
Like, for realsies. Because they have the exact same face.
Right? Which is maybe why they were cast as father and son in a movie. But, well, people, I will say, you know, you have several doppelgangers in the world. What's it, I think 6 people that are supposed to look exactly like you? So it stands to reason that there'd be people
Where are you getting this information?
One time I heard this information.
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, from what I know, there's at least 6 other people in the world that look like you.
Really? So that's not true.
It stands to reason there's people that will look like an older version of you or your parents. You know, something to think about in your own time. That's all.
I'm very certain that's not an accurate statistic.
Well, you talk about something and I'll look it up.
Are you looking up doppelgangers?
Yep.
How many doppelgangers are there?
Yep.
I'll tell you, doppelgangers aren't a real thing. They don't exist.
Not in the Vampire Diaries way of a doppelganger, but of someone who looks exactly like you, but somewhere from a different part of the world, yeah.
Not really. You'll find people that look pretty similar, and it does happen, but, like, to say that everybody has multiple people in the world that look exactly like them, that's just not possible.
There's a 1 in 135 chance.
I don't believe that. I need to know what their metric is for looking exactly like. Because if that's your metric, then there's, like, literally, what, hundreds of thousands of people that could look like you? There'd just be you walking around. It'd be like the fucking Battlestar Galactica.
I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world. You think there's that many variety of face shapes and everything?
Yeah. Literally every face. If there's that many variety of fucking fingerprints, it doesn't take much to have a face that's different.
Or the same.
No. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Even, like, twins can end up not looking the same at all.
Yeah. That's true.
Also, there's no way. That's an incorrect statistic.
We'll find out.
How? Look outside. Do you see yourself somewhere? Because based on that, you would. What did you say? Out of how many?
It says there's a 1 in 135 chance that a pair of complete doppelgangers exist somewhere in the world. But the likelihood of someone walking around looking identical to you specifically in all 8 facial features is likely 1 in 1 trillion. Creepy, yeah. But not very likely.
Wait, how much was it? 1,000?
1 in 135 chance of one exact pair of doppelgangers in the world at this moment.
So there's that much of a chance that there is one pair of doppelgangers in the world.
Mm-hmm. But 1 in 1 trillion is what they're telling me.
So it doesn't exist.
There's definitely a mathematical chance for 2 doppelgangers to exist, but it's highly unlikely.
Well, yeah, because we have told a certain number of genes.
That there was at least 6.
Somebody who was bullshitting you. I was going to say, if there's a 1 in 1,135 chance for everyone, then we'd all have 6,167 doppelgangers in the world.
Correct.
Not accurate. I think probably, like,
someone who looks close enough to you to be like, whoa. But was I talking to you about this? They did a lot of experiments in the 50s where they just separated twins and triplets at birth in orphanages and sent them off to different families. So,
to see what would happen.
I mean, you could find someone who's identical to you. Odds are, probably related.
They're your twin.
If you were adopted, probably they are related to you.
Well, we're all fucking related. Didn't the human population get down to like 1,000 people at one point?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. Or maybe it was like 10,000. The entire human populace got down to like...
I mean, it started with 2. LOL.
Just me not indulging you.
But also, just 1, because Eve was made from Adam's rib, so we're all incestuous in a way.
We can't not be based on that. That's always overlooked in Sunday school.
Right?
Adam and Eve, also, and then they had kids, and then everyone came from them.
Yeah, their kids and their kids fucked each other, and those people fucked each other, and they fucked each other. So.
You know what actually happened if that happened? You cannot have a sustainable population like that.
You'd have the white tiger syndrome, where they all got a little funky. A little hinky.
Yep. Unlike the banana, which is a perfect clone.
Is it?
Yeah.
I love a new age banana as opposed to an old age banana.
I learned that the old age banana is where the banana flavor comes from. So, like, you know, your penicillin.
Yeah, the shots. Fake banana flavor.
Yeah. But based on my knowledge of flavors of fruits,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste anything like it.
I love fake banana flavor.
I also love fake banana flavor, but there's no way that's what the banana tasted like. Even though that's what the flavor is based off of.
Well, based off of being the operative.
Mm-hmm.
Just somebody in a lab being like, yeah, that's close, or that's how I think a banana should taste.
Yeah. Well, no, they use that banana to extract banana flavor.
The original banana.
But it's the same way that they use, like, strawberries to extract strawberry flavor, and then what you eat does not taste like a strawberry.
Ugh, at all.
It tastes like fake strawberry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, even when you... I wonder if there's something to, like, when you add extra sugar to a fruit. Because when you make strawberry jam,
mm-hmm.
It does not taste like a fresh strawberry.
No.
Even if you make it from fresh strawberries.
But it tastes like strawberry jam.
Yeah. I love strawberry jam.
I love a variety of jams.
I love Jennifer's body.
So we should look at it.
We should look at it. I was going to say, by that I don't mean Megan Fox's body. But she's pretty banging, so.
Yeah.
Even with her toe thumbs.
Right? I'd hang out with her, I guess.
She's probably, like, probably pretty cool to hang out with, actually.
She seems very chill. Like, she's not super Hollywood.
She'd, like, smoke a J and hang out.
Yeah.
Like,
you know. She's a mom now, so she's just cruising.
No, well, maybe she wouldn't then, but still.
I was like, what has she been in lately?
I don't know. Anything?
I don't know. But we should watch this and we'll let you know.
We'll watch this and we'll look that up. So, this is us watching Jennifer's Body, 2000-something. Here we go.
Grassy ass. That's funny. Also, she's not aged in 10 years. She looks exactly the same.
I know, right? I recommend you shut the fuck up.
She must only kick all day, every day. Us as friends. Hi, I'm outside your house.
I love how she's supposed to be a dork.
She has glasses. That's how you know.
They didn't even give her fucking braces.
Oh my god, MySpace page? Yes.
You know MySpace still exists?
Back when Low Rise was in? Oh god. Aww. He's cute though. Oh my god. Chris Pratt. No, it doesn't.
I'd fuck Adam Brody, even if he is kind of a murderer.
Ugh, fucking yesterday, 10 years ago, today, tomorrow, definitely.
Yeah, I'll do it. This is exactly the music that rocked my world. Oh, she is lesbian gay for her.
Yep, but not like, oh, it's a fire, leave. I'll investigate it further. Oh my god, shows up with a drink.
Do I have someplace safer, like my van?
Like, well, if we're dying, we're dying together. If you got in the van, I would have gotten the van.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you got in the van and I was like, what the hell are you doing? I would leave you and call the cops. Well, you would never get in the van.
Oh, hell no. Alone? No.
She was dumb enough to get in the van alone and didn't care that they drove off without her best friend.
But if Adam Brody was in the van.
We'd both be in the van.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd both be dumb.
Like, we're pushing each other. No, I'm in the van first. No, I'm in the van first.
We're just like clawing each other's faces off. Like,
actually, we didn't. We want her.
I'm in the
past
van.
Us.
Oh. Punch Adam Brody in the face. Put a bag on his head and take him home.
Right? You get in our van, motherfucker.
You think I'm getting in your van? You're getting in my fucking van.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if I pterodactyl screamed at you and then did this?
I'd find Jensen Ackles.
You know what they need? An exorcist.
Ooh, I was gonna say a stiff drink.
She does have PTSD. Look at her.
Oh, yeah.
Not from the fire, though. Mm. You should find a Chinese chick to buff your situation.
Oh. Oh, yes. Forgot that he had a hook hand.
Right? Oh my god.
Oh my god, him.
This would have been the love of my goddamn life.
Me too. That's your tit.
Right? I don't think this bitch knows where her heart is.
You need to get back into bio.
Look at her thumb. Look at her thumb.
Oh, for the titties.
I do like their aggressive, like, we'll get the man that did this. That's like, they never suspect. You're a penis cheese. A zombie mannequin robot statue.
The soundtrack for this movie is so good.
I don't know why you'd think that when there's some crazy person out there who just, like, dismembered a child and ate them.
PMS is real, bitch.
I wish PMS wasn't real.
They're going to have the fuck.
At his core, he's just another boy.
Just a poser. Give me such a wetty.
He's just like, oh yeah.
He's like, oh, she loves it. She's gasping for happy.
Right?
Look at his face. He's like, yeah. Wouldn't say vampire, you know? Jennifer, you owe me $500 for this new windshield. Yeah, it happened that night. She has a lot of PTSD, bitch. She was date raped.
She, like, wants it, but has also always been jealous of her.
I'd tell you if I was eating people.
I think I'd tell you, too. Again, we wouldn't have gotten in the van.
Also true. They never would have thought we were virgins.
Oh, no. No.
Wait, he's a virgin. Imagine if this is like as you're being stabbed to death. Are you kidding me?
8675309. Jenny, I got your number. I love this. Just like you take your emo bullshit and shove it up your ass.
That was pretty quick and easy.
Well, I think that little studying montage was meant to imply that it took her some time.
Ah, yes.
That I made love to you for 4 minutes. Then I'll go with Jennifer. That'll teach you.
I get the feeling he's gonna feel really bad about this. Soon.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Mama.
Lasagna with teeth.
You need better extensions, bitch.
Your abortion. Your other abortion.
Hello, 1987, and welcome to 2009.
Oh no! Should have brought that pepper spray. His boner is like, you what now? I should have to see you, dear. Hi. Just to fuck him.
I'd fuck him and then kill him.
Yes! Trick him! Trick him into thinking he's just getting laid and then fucking stab right in the face!
It's because she got the shine, so she knows what's going down.
Right? What does she mean?
Yes.
Legs a splay.
She takes a wide-legged stance.
I don't believe in crossing my legs, or even keeping them sort of together.
I was so confused. I was like, how did they leave a mausoleum and get into a pool? It's just a painting on the wall.
How bad does this guy feel right fucking now?
Like, what the fuck town is this that this is abandoned?
So much more, like, kids fucking in here shit.
Oh, there'd be, like, hobos living in here.
Trash everywhere. Grab it. Don't let her take it out.
You got a tampon? Fuck. God, this movie's good. Cover the wound. My God, my worst fear. Getting into a situation where I might bleed out and someone just screaming over my body. Like, apply.
Pressure to the wound!
Wound!
Use your dress, there's so much of it! She's going murdering. This is her murdering gear.
Boots and sweats and boots and sweats and boots and sweats and boots and sweats and gloves.
Are they kind of a little bit fucking while they do this?
Yes. The music suggests.
Because I think so.
The music suggests a fuckage. But why fingerless gloves? You're literally just leaving fingerprints.
My tit.
So Needy's the one who's been killing the boys, eh? I love it. Stillwood.
His own knife.
Right? The Bowie. Alright.
Alright.
Jennifer's body.
That's the thing I like about high school girls.
I get older and they say the same age.
You're close. You're always close with your quotes.
Yeah, I'm not a quotes lady.
Did you ever watch The Meg?
No.
You should watch it.
I will. It's about sharks.
Pretty good. It's about the Megalodon.
No spoilers.
It's a big shark. I don't think that's a spoiler. It's called The Meg, and then under it, it says Megalodon.
That's the French name.
Megalodon.
Because you can, there's the happy stroke.
Is that like the lesbian who took a dump on me?
Yes.
That's the name of a film, not a true story.
Crazy Rich Singapore.
Crazy Rich Singapore. That's what they call it in Singapore.
But Black Klansman is just the same in all languages.
It's Black Klansman.
Anyway, we watched Jennifer's Body. It was just as good as I remember.
You know, it really did hold up pretty decently, I got to say.
I think so.
I feel like that was, what's her face?
I need more.
I was
going to
say Meg Ryan.
Megan Fox?
Yes. Megan Fox is not Meg Ryan. I feel like that was like Megan Fox's heyday, right? It's like Transformers,
yeah.
Jennifer's Body, the end.
More Transformers.
Yeah, just all of the Transformers and Jennifer's Body.
And you'd find out what she's in now. She was in a couple Ninja Turtles movies, and she has like 5 movies coming up the pipeline.
Really?
Don't know anything about them. Don't know if she's the main star, but she's in them.
She is in them. Good for her. I feel like she sort of disappeared a little while there. People got upset about her thumbs.
She popped out like 3 babies in like 5 years.
She really?
Yeah.
Who's she married to? Anybody?
Oh, what's his nuts?
I don't know.
It's like Austin Green or some shit like that.
That means nothing to me.
Exactly.
Be like Amanda Siegfried. guess that's like Amanda Seyfried.
She bopped out a baby too.
I feel like she's done more.
Oh yeah, better. She's been in tons more.
Like better. I like her acting better.
Yes.
Let's be honest. If I looked like either of them, I wouldn't be complaining.
Brian Austin Green, that's the...
I don't know who that is. You gotta pick. Is he anybody?
No, he doesn't look like anybody. Hmm. He's just a spouse.
Well, good for her. Getting a normie.
I mean, no, he's an actor. Oh, he was in 90210.
Oh, so he was an actor.
Yeah. And in Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
He tried.
45. Ooh, that's a bit.
Did you say 45?
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
Not 45.
I would figure she's not 45. I would say early 30s?
I would have to agree. 86, so she's 4 years older than us.
It's like she's 86 years old.
32. And I mean, what more would you want out of life than have saying that you've kissed Shia LaBeouf? So she made it. She made it back in 2007. She needed to do nothing after that.
My face. No one can see. Can we watch the actual Cannibal Shia LaBeouf video when
we're done? Yes, please. We can dance to it.
Yes.
Necessary.
We can do the interpretive dance.
I would call Jennifer's body the horror-ish version of Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Like, the same kind of humor, you know, the shove a tampon in it. Yeah. Feels like you're bleeding, silly.
No, what is she
saying? That's not the real quote, but...
She's like, you have a tampon, it seems like you might be plugging.
Yeah. Things like that.
You don't start saying that to you when you're snotty.
Yeah, but I don't ever have a period, so...
Well...
Never plug in.
Neither do I. Mm-hmm. Just kidding, I wish.
Always be plugging.
Basically plugging 100% of the time. Just kidding, that would also be like a real problem.
Like, you should see a doctor if you're plugging 100% of the time. You need help.
You're just having excessive bleeding and you need help. So if you're bleeding all the time, like...
There's something wrong. See a doctor.
And if you've seen a doctor, then you probably already know what's wrong.
Tell us. Let us know. What are the common occurrences?
Treat your vaginismus or PCOS or whatever.
Treat your vagina right.
Treat your hole like a temple.
Good old temple run.
Don't put soap in there, ladies.
Ooh.
Not good for you.
Yeah, leave the bar on the side thing.
Yep. Remember that time that Lemon Pledge was invented as a female douche?
What?
Lemon Pledge? Yeah. Not Lemon Pledge. Lysol.
Oh.
Is that better?
Like, not better, but like...
I think worse. I feel like Pledge wouldn't be worse. As bad.
Because Pledge is just more for, like, wood. Where Lysol is for, like, everything.
Pledge was invented for man cleaning.
Oh, good. Just get right in the ureter.
Can you imagine just like, well, better get my Lysol out and get a little squirt.
Oh, while I'm cleaning the bathroom. Toilet, sink, tub, vagina.
Gross.
Best-selling thing. Multi-purpose.
I'm glad that people eventually figured out that, you know what? It kind of takes care of itself.
It is a self-cleaning douche factory.
It is. It doesn't need a douche. It's its own douche. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
If you have questions.
A little rinse, a little warm water.
Yeah.
You know, maybe take a face cloth to some bits. That's fine. Don't put soap on it.
Yeah. It's like a wash the outside. You don't clean the inside.
No. You just let that take care.
It's a car wash, but it's not a detailing.
Yeah. Yeah. Give a little wash, a little wax on the outside.
Exactly.
Inside's fine.
Inside, low maintenance.
Cleans itself.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get...
Jennifer's body. She bleeds.
Jennifer's body. She bleeds. You know? She looks like the kind of girl that would try a Lysol douche.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, she looks like a girl who just tries to avoid her period. Like, she's just always popping birth control.
Oh, yeah. For sure. She read on the internet you could just continuously take birth control, so she does. Which is true. And it's totally fine. So, why don't I do that?
Toss money.
Toss money.
Touché.
I don't, my insurance doesn't cover the birth control that I use, so I'm trying to convince Noah to just stop using it.
Are you just on his insurance?
Yeah.
You don't have insurance for your work?
I do, but I'm not going to pay for it. They already take so fucking much off in deductions and shit. So
I was going to say, you could get, like, you can get double coverage for, like, literally everything, so you could be paying nothing for stuff.
No, I know. But it's not worth it, the amount that they take off every month is, like, $300 or something.
Every month?
Yeah, it's insane. No. No, they do. They have, like, some of the highest deductions anywhere.
Insane. You'd never get that money back.
No.
Ew.
I know.
I need to find a different job. Jennifer's body, it's about a girl in high school. She loves a band. Her and her best friend's Needy. They go and see a concert. The place catches on fire. Needy's like, oh, is that a fire? Everyone dies. Her best friend gets in a van with a pedo. You know, she's like, I tried. She goes home and her friend shows up all bloody. And she's like, oh, clearly been date raped. Kind of.
Tries to eat a chicken out of the fridge and throws up spiky black shit everywhere. Mm-hmm.
As you do, you know, things happen in the wild.
Who knows?
The next day, she's completely normal. Things are cool. Boys go missing in the town. You know, there's a tiny bit of a correlation between her best friend being covered in blood and the boy going missing.
We see her kill and eat them.
We do, but Needy doesn't.
No, Needy doesn't, but we do.
But Needy's got a touch of the shine, so she's always knowing what Jennifer's up to, so she can tell. And then there's a confrontation at prom, spring formal, because Needy breaks up with her boyfriend to keep him safe, and then that's when Jennifer goes after him to eat him. And she says, not today, beach, this is my boyfriend. So she tries to kill Jennifer there, but, you know, she springs away like the demon devil she is. And then as her boyfriend lay bleeding out of a wound that could probably easily be fixed at the hospital,
she just says,
you know, I won't touch you, I won't apply pressure, I love you, good day, sir. Goes to kill Jennifer. She succeeds and basically frames herself for murder.
What? She frames herself for murder? I mean, kind of.
She gets caught for murdering Jennifer, but then all the other acts get pinned on her.
Well, yeah.
Logical.
I don't think she framed herself. I think she got caught killing Jennifer and they just went with that because they needed to punish someone.
True. So then she goes to jail, which is where we find her at the beginning when she tells us the story of how she got in jail. She's a kicker, she's a biter, she's a crazy, she's a nutter. She goes fucking nuts, levitates up because she got bit by the demon. She has the demon in her, kicks her way out, and goes to kill the band that fucked her best friend.
Kills them all. Kills them dead.
Hopefully
low shoulder, them. Ripped off shoulder.
Hopefully right. Touches them a little bit before she slashy. Ooh, slashy. Because so. What a wasted opportunity if not. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I have to assume. How do you like this, bitch? And he's like, I mean, it's not terrible.
It's like, I kind of like it. You're playing with my dick right now.
Stab. How do you like it now?
I'm kind of into this.
A lot less? Like, no, he was such a poser. What's up with your hair situation? I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all.
I made a French twist with some fringe. It was tucked in and it fell out.
Ah, you tried. It's okay. I think most of mine's coming out too. I think that there should be a fun sequel to this.
Yeah, 2009 it came out, you know?
Yeah, and they could do like a 10-year later sequel where it's like, it opens and we find, you know, they buried Jennifer because they found her dead, but she's like not actually dead. And she claws her way out of her grave. And then it's Amanda Seyfried sort of, like, tracking her and trying to hunt her down.
Yeah.
Right? And it could be, like, a series of her murdering guys, but, like, not staying in one place too long. She knows that Needy's following her.
Yes.
And hijinks ensue.
And also, Chip's still alive because someone found him in the pool because he passed out from loss of blood, but he didn't actually die.
And he's so hopefully he's still alive.
Also out for revenge.
Well, he's probably just, like, at home and hoping to, like, leave it all behind him.
Oh, he gets a vengeful heart. Because he told her he loved her and she just let him bleed out.
No, she said, I love you, and just left.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he said, I think I was dead already, and then you showed up, and I'm okay now, but goodbye.
Then he managed to swim out of a pool, climb up, grab a pool pole, stab the best friend, say his I love yous, live his own life.
Yeah, he did all that while bleeding out. Just saying, he was ready to die, and he told her to go.
Debatable. So basically, we're waiting for the sequel, people, of Jennifer's Body. You heard it here first. We're making the sequel.
I think that could be a fun sequel. And there could be sort of like interesting, witty, snarky comment run-ins in like bars and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit, like I didn't expect to see you here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't expect you to be here, you used tamp.
Right? This could be so fun. We should write a screenplay and
We'll write it and we'll star in it. You'll be Megan Fox. I'll be Amanda Seyfried. Away we go.
That is
accurate.
Not gonna go over.
test screen.
We're gonna need personal trainers and personal chefs and stat.
Which is why you should visit our Patreon so that we can make this happen. So that we can make this happen for you, people. You want it, we want it.
Screenplay.
We'll fucking do it.
Between the two of us, we've got two minors in English. We can do this. I assume you... What's your minor? So between the two of us, we have two minors in English. Both are mine.
Correct.
That means we can write a screenplay.
I have used English before.
You sure have tried to. You've done good.
I done did it, ladies and gentlemen.
You done did it. Ooh, speaking of, we should watch that movie.
Split?
No.
Glass.
Glass, yeah.
Is it out yet? No.
We should watch Unbreakable and then watch Split and then watch Glass when it comes out.
When is it coming out?
Oh.
Same time as the sequel to Jennifer's Body. Written, directed, and starring us.
It's gonna be...
October 2019. Get your buttholes ready.
It's gonna be a real production.
Straight to DVD.
Just like burned DVDs that we make.
Bootlegged DVDs sold out of the back of a van that we found on the street.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're going to get in a lot of trouble for copyright infringement.
But it'll be Jennifer's Body, but we'll spell it with like three N's and two S's.
It's Jennifer's Boudet.
Yeah, two.
Two. Jennifer's Boudet. Boudetting again.
Needy's Body, two. Anita Body.
Anita?
That's her real name. Anita Body.
Anita Body?
And she's needy. She's needy for bodies. Am I right?
That's her name that she goes by in this future world.
Yeah!
What would you rate this film?
I would rate this film 4 flesh-eating, cannibalistic demon women. Not so much vampires. Out of 5 goth boys who would have been my boyfriend in high school.
Oh, that's sort of similar to what I was going to say on the second part there.
Mm.
I was going to say, I'm going to rate this movie 13 Thai food fueled sexathons.
Oh.
Out of 15 goth guys that actually just carries a rosary around and is really a poser and gets eaten.
Just... super Christian.
Yeah. Super secret Christian. Goth boy.
I love it.
So, I love this movie.
It held up very well.
Yeah, and there's shit in here that's like stuff that quotes we've been using for years.
Yeah, salty. It means like cute in this, but it's back now as being sassy.
It kind of flips around a little bit. Like, ooh, salty.
Yeah, now it's like, ooh, she's salty. Like,
ooh, she's a salty bitch.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Ooh, she's a salty bitch.
She's a salty bitch. Ooh, she's a salty bitch. Salty.
Ooh.
We could write music.
Yeah, and we do, and we can tell you we'll always.
We'll record it in GarageBand.
Yes. It'll be very stereo.
Beautiful. No, it's in stereo. I'm saying we need to try to figure out a way to make it mono.
We'll see.
Eh.
And if
no one's complained yet, so. Right,
just us. You wanted to watch or listen, and by watch I mean listen, If you wanted to listen to more of our podcast.
I'm like, you could watch it, but you'd just be watching the little, like, little progress bar go along your screen right. Second by second.
Where would you find us?
Well, you can watch that on at shutter-bugs.com or on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Stitcher. The websites where we host all of our shit. It's all there. Promises. You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At Shutterbugs.
Twitter.
I don't know. I mean, literally everything that I put up on Instagram just goes on to Twitter and Facebook. So, yeah. Like.
Exactly.
Pick one and it's probably fine.
We'll hit you up.
You know, Insta's like where, like what we use. Like, yeah. And that's where the, like, you know, we put up stories and shit sometimes, you know.
It's where the party at, if you will.
Yeah. Patreon.com/Shutterbugs. Extra content. Extra fun shit. Hilarity and bloopers.
New bloopers coming soon.
Oh, new bloop. Very exciting.
Like, a billion. We did a lot for Halloween. And
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of bloops.
That's gonna be something.
There's lots of bloops in this.
I'm excited. I love the bloopers. It just, the bloopers are just like the shit that we cut out because it was too stupid. So just like, listen to this and be like, wow.
This it is gets what worse. They left yeah.
in. Like, this is what they chose to keep. There's shit they cut out that was too stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, prepare yourselves for that. You can also hit us up on the Nerdo Network at nerdopotamus.net. They also have a Facebook page that we post all our shit to as well.
Yeah. All the things.
We're going to go watch this Shia LaBeouf actual cannibal beautiful video with Rob Cantor. And if you've never seen it, then you need...
You need to.
You need to.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace, shitties. Love you. Bye.